Today's guest went on an unprecedented journey of faith, leaving everything behind to travel on foot across the United States while carrying an actual wooden cross and the gospel message of Jesus Christ to the lost, the broken, the downtrodden, and to the least of these. She's here today to tell us all about it right now. Hello, everybody, and welcome to Skywatch TV. I'm Joe Artis Horn. If you missed last week's program, you're going to have to go back to the archives and take a look. What we were told about an expedition taken by today's guest will blow your mind, guaranteed. Before we get into this week, let me introduce who's in house. She's the president and founder of Watchman Broadcasting and an absolute legend in Christian television. Please welcome Dorothy Spalding. Dorothy was here last week, and she's telling us about this journey that God instructed her to take years and years ago, where he tells her, I want you to find somebody to manufacture a wooden cross, but it's got to be a wooden cross, a literal wooden cross. And we'll put a picture up on the screen here for those of you that are just joining us. But he gives her the instructions that he wants her to march from Florida to D.C. on foot carrying this cross. And you told us you knew that you were going to need some help carrying this cross. Now, an interesting player was introduced in last week's story, a man named Russell, and he decides to go with you on this expedition. We're talking about the people in her atmosphere that looked at her as totally insane.
Yeah.
And you just got to ask yourself, if somebody that you knew started saying, you know, God told me to go without money, I have no wherewithal, this is pre-cell phone, and I just want you to march on foot across the United States. Oh, but you're going to be carrying a cross the whole time. And there's no specific itinerary. You're not staying in Hotel 6 for free. Like, there's no help from great big corporations. They're not funding you. You're not being sponsored. This is a straight-up walk of faith, right?
Yeah.
I get it. I mean, I really get it. I think I would, I might wonder if this were one of my kids, like maybe daddy should sit them down and find out what's on their mind about this because it sounds dangerous. Let's make sure this is really God, right? But you got to go back and watch it because you learn along the way the miracle after miracle after literal miracle, including, you know, Russell finding out that he's a diabetic and he starts to be woozy and he's being weakened. And a man emerges during this moment where he comes forth and he prays for Russell and Russell's strength is restored and he continues carrying the cross. Every meal God takes care of along the way. Every place to stay, God carries you through this whole journey. And I'm not trying to frame this that it was easier, that you always had robust accommodations, but he gave you what you needed.
Yeah, we slept on the floor of a church or wherever.
Floor of a church. You told me last week at one point you almost stayed under a bridge, but then Russell said, you know, we're going to walk through this rainstorm. And it felt like Jesus was walking with you and the weight of the cross just seemed like it lifted. So again, go back. It's not one you want to miss. I want to continue the story, though, Dorothy, because that was not the whole story at all. That was only the beginning. Let's just quickly set this up. Russell would become...
my husband.
Okay.
Someone said before I left that I would meet my husband on this trip and we would get married. I said, oh, you're crazy. No way.
But it came to pass.
But listen, this is why it's very important. When you minister the gospel, who you minister with, there's a soul tie.
Yeah.
That's why a lot of people would say, one day you're married in the spirit, one day you're going to be married in the natural. And I said, false prophet.
That journey from Florida to D.C., though, it might have been your first, but that was not the only time you and Russell took up this cross, right?
We did it full time.
For those that don't know, if you're not familiar with the story, you can go back right now and look this up. It was all over national news. It became a real phenomenon. People were following this crazy couple, not a crazy couple, but in the view of the world, this crazy couple across the U.S. carrying a cross.
One lady said to me one time, she says, can't you get a real job? I said, you have no idea where I came from. And she wanted to hear more, so she took us to her restaurant. And by the time we got done, she had us ministering to all the guests at the restaurant and praying with people. Look at God.
Over and over again. You saw many miracles, though, during your first trip from Florida to D.C., but what were some of the miracles that happened during the 8 years of travel with Russell that would follow that?
Well, I mean, we did many other places, but then opening up the Christian television station was huge because we got off the road after 8 years of walking. Only for 1 month, we already had drawn up the plans where we were going to go the next month. And the Lord spoke to my heart. He said, now it's time for you to open up the TV station. When I was on ABC in Gainesville, Florida, I said, Lord, after I gave my heart to him, mm-hmm. I said, Lord, I want a Christian television station so I can minister to thousands.
This was before the journey.
Before the journey.
With the cross.
He said, go into all the world and preach the gospel. So I wanted to preach the gospel in all the world. Mm-hmm. Well, so Jimmy Thompson, he owns Dub Broadcasting. He said, I feel like you need to open the station in Augusta, Georgia. And with less than $100, we opened it and trusted God for everything. Wow. Now, if I hadn't done this walk, I don't know if I could have. But
right.
for 8 years, I lived by this book.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I know that if he said it in this book, he'll do it.
Right.
Yeah.
So this is his love for me, I think.
So this dream of yours actually originated before the walk. You were work, because if you missed it, the beginning of last week, we talked about how you were already a successful businesswoman. Mm-hmm. You're working for ABC. She's in media. There was no reason in the world for her to, you know, financially decide to take a monetarily no zero compensation journey across the U.S. carrying a cross, other than the act of obedience, correct?
Yeah, well, I didn't have any money. I lost everything.
Right.
Sin will take you further than you want to go.
Right.
But we walked for 8 years with no job. No credit card. Neither one of us had a credit card or a job or a bank account. We had to trust him every day for 8 years.
So tell me, though, you don't just, you know, save for God. You don't just start out one day. I think I'm going to launch a TV show.
Right.
I mean, especially back, you know, contextually now, if somebody hears this, well, no, surely you would. You just buy a camera at Best Buy and launch your own internet platform. When you're talking about 80s, 90s, it did not work. It was much like music today. There was no such thing as an indie internet sensation, TikTok famous.
Yeah.
This was back when if you didn't have Sony, MGM, Sparrow, Word, if there wasn't some kind of a master label that yeah. found you, discovered you, and then started building a platform with you, for the most part, you were limited to like small, very regional, very local.
Yeah.
You might rent a Grange Hall or use the U.S. mail service to send flyers out. And maybe if you were lucky, you'd have 400 or 500 people show up and pack out a church, right? So contextually, you have to go back to when you're talking about. In context, this was late 80s, right?
We were married in 89. We kept walking till 95.
Okay, so mid-90s
95.
Now. Right.
Jimmy kept saying, you need to build this station. You need to build this station. But then when we said, finally, we turned him down for all those years. But when the Lord told us to,
yeah.
I took off a month to write the book. And then the Lord said, now I want you to open up the station.
Right.
So we told Jimmy we'd do it. But now he got Atlanta, so he had no money to open up this station. I said, no worry. We'll do it by faith. And we did. I went around to all the different engineers, and I introduced myself. And they gave me all their old equipment. That's how we started.
And Jimmy was somebody that was still associated with a network where he's advocating.
Dove Broadcasting.
So even there, God, you know, he continues these ties that make it possible later, this end. If you're just obedient, he's opening the doors ahead of you.
Mm-hmm.
What has God done with your ministry, Dorothy, over the last several decades since all of this, you know, trekking across the U.S., the launching of the television show, as I described at the onset, you being, she's not describing herself. I'm telling you that Dorothy is a legend in Christian broadcasting. She's too humble to even believe that probably about herself. I'm telling you. But, I mean, you just decades and decades now of Christian television ministry being so faithful to that vision that God has given you. What have you seen God use your television program for? What has he been doing with you since?
One night I was there late night, like midnight. And I get a call. And they said, who's this Jesus they're talking about? And I said, you don't know who Jesus is. No, living in Augusta, Georgia, they did not know who Jesus was. And so I told the boy about Jesus, and I introduced him to a life he never heard before because his father was a satanic priest, and he was raised in Satanism. And he gave his heart to the Lord. And to me, television can change so many lives.
Yeah.
I mean, I see it every day. Mm-hmm. We had a young man had a gun to his head during a telethon. And so we stopped everything. And we went, and Angela Court was there. I said, sing to him. Because what did David do? What did Saul do when his messed up? Had the praises change him?
Yes.
So I said, sing to him. So she got on the phone. And she's, can I sing you a song? And she's saying, peace, peace, wonderful peace. Then the guy put the gun down. His story was his father committed suicide, his mother committed suicide, his brother committed suicide. And that was, he was left and he was going to do it that night. But he heard the good news gospel.
Mm. Wow.
There's a halt that came to him because of the TV program. And by the way, the Satanist said, I said, why are you watching this? He said, I couldn't turn the dial. I mean, God does those things. You have people in a...
Couldn't turn the dial.
Couldn't turn the dial. So then this boy gave his heart to the Lord. For 2 weeks, he came into the station continually just praising God for changing his life. 2 weeks later, he was hit by a drunk driver and killed. So for 2 weeks, because of Christian television, he changed his life. Christian television changed Russell's life and my life. And so it's very important to us. And when he says, go into all the world and preach, that is very important. You don't know who's going to turn that dial. How many movie stars have gotten saved on their deathbed?
Yeah.
Because they couldn't turn the dial.
Yeah.
So it's so important to me. My heart is bring as many lost in as we can. That's mm-hmm. it. And there's times it gets hard when your lightning hits your tower and you just got it put up there, a new antenna, and there's no money to fix it. And there's stuff like that happened all the time. But God,
yes.
we would just say, but God, you never failed us before. That's why you should keep a journal, what he does. Mm-hmm. So you can hold it up to the devil and say, take a look at this.
Yes.
Take a look at this.
I love that.
My God.
Love that.
Come through. And he always does.
That's really what this book is. I mean, it's an account of just almost innumerable. We'll never get to them during these programs. But, I mean, you brought me this list, Dorothy. I already had like 4 pages of additional talking points and bits and parts from the book. And then she brings me another list. And by the way, if you want to get to some of these, and I mean, it is just a litany of bullet points that take us back through parts and bits of this journey that you've mm-hmm. been on. One day at a time, video, rainstorm, animals stand at attention. What is animals stand at attention?
Oh, that's amazing.
This might resonate with me.
I got it. Kate, are you listening?
The horses and the cows. Yep. But we were walking down this road, farmland, mm-hmm. and I could see the trees. It was like they were clapping their hands. You could hear it. Mm-hmm. It's like they're clapping their hands, but I noticed the animals all stood at attention when the cross went by. I said, Russell, did you notice that? I don't really know, but they all stood at attention when the cross walked by, and they watched us go. It was amazing.
Wow. That's incredible.
That is very beautiful.
I find it interesting, too, how many people you're talking about. I mean, I know that even me, I just take for granted that being that we're in America and there's a church on like every corner in every city, it's hard to imagine somebody in this country that doesn't know who Jesus is. Yeah. And yet you're telling stories of people that are going, what's this cross? Who is this Jesus guy? Mm-hmm. And that's just hard for me to fathom when we live in a society that's so saturated with at least the appearance of different churches, whether or not those churches are effective or not is a different show, but they're everywhere. How does a person live in this society and never hear of Jesus? But you ran across many of them. That's just wild to me.
They don't have a Sunday school. They should get out of those churches and meet the people in their community.
Mm, yes.
They need to have a Saturday Sunday school. But they don't. We're too busy building our kingdom. Well, your kingdom isn't going to mean a hill of beans if it's not done with the right attitude.
Wow.
And it starts with meeting those people right outside your doors.
Absolutely.
We were in Louisiana, same kind of thing happened. I mean, this is probably 30, 40 kids came up to us. What is he carrying? Across Louisiana, Monroe, Louisiana. Had no idea what he was carrying.
That's wild. You were already meeting those people where they were. You were working with the street people and doing all of that ministry before you even ever decided to carry the... Yeah,
you were already doing it. What did he tell to these kids that wanted to know what this strange apparatus was?
Told them how to receive Jesus. Told them about the cross. Told them that Jesus came to die for their sins on that cross. And they would give their heart to the Lord. They're so open. But we're not busy doing the kingdom business. Mm-hmm. We're too busy building our own kingdoms.
Yeah, wow.
So it wasn't just adults and mixed teens. You guys met a lot of kids, though. Those weren't the only kids you met. I understand there were kids in Santa Fe. One of them even got saved.
Yeah, what happened in Santa Fe was amazing because the kids there are so into New Age that's all they know. And so we had all this bunch of kids got out of school. We're down there in the park with the cross. And they came up and they started laughing and jeering at us with that cross. And Russell just stood there and said, okay, I'll be still. I want to talk to you about a story. And he told the story about Jesus. And he said, who do you think God is? The grass is God. The trees are God. This is God. Well, can that God do anything for you? No. So he gave the gospel message. One boy came as the others were trying to pull him away. He said, if you want to believe what I said, come touch this cross. Put your hand on this cross. And they were trying to pull him away and laughing at him and tell him you're crazy. And Russell went up. That boy came up with tears in his eyes. He said, I want to know Jesus. And gave his heart to Jesus with all his friends being laughing at him and mocking him. To me, that was so huge.
Yeah.
For that boy to have such courage.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
We didn't touch the others. They didn't want to receive. But that one boy.
But the seed was still planted, and you never know what may have come out of that. Yep.
That's exactly what I was thinking. That little boy, we don't know the story he's going to tell in eternity. But I bet you're going to see him there, and he's got his own story of his own cross. And he learned it through you guys, through what you did, your sacrifices along the way.
Absolutely.
It's worth it.
This book, We Walk by Faith, is just filled with nuggets like that, the story after story of what Dorothy and Russell witnessed God do for them and through them during this total act of faith, walking across the United States carrying this cross in total obedience, with much of the world looking at them as total nut jobs, except for those impacted by their efforts.
Yeah.
Those souls that will never be the same, and the totality of what that looks like. Again, we will never know the number of people reached. I want to make sure that you know how you can get your copy of this incredible work. Right now at the skywatchtvstore.com, you're going to find the Walk by Faith special offer. Now, this offer includes three masterpiece works. First, you're going to receive, of course, Dorothy Spalding's new book, We Walk by Faith, Not by Sight, where you'll journey with Dorothy across the United States in an epic act of faith. You'll also discover how to hear the voice of God and carry it through, never wavering or quitting when times get tough. You're going to discover how to identify the secrets of prevailing prayer, tenacity, and courage, which I think Dorothy embodies, and you can tell that as she's here sharing her story, and learn to be a bold and fearless witness of Jesus Christ. But that's not all. You're also going to receive Dr. Thomas Horn's true biographical book, The Boy from El Mirage, where you'll learn how Tom cheated death three times and came to discover why God spared him for a kingdom purpose. This biography covers everything from how he met his lifelong mate, Nita, his early years as a pastor, supernatural events that he's experienced in his long and storied life, and most importantly, how his story relates a call to action and message of truth for everybody today. And finally, you'll receive the biographical book, No Fences, by Whispering Ponies Ranch founder Nita Horn, where you'll experience her journey from devastation to tenderness, humor, and warmth. From surviving poverty and discovering an invisible God who has a plan for all of our lives, No Fences is an intimate and revealing narrative of losing dreams, getting them back, and the faith journey in between. Altogether, these three masterpieces hold a retail value of $60, yours now for your donation of only $35 plus shipping and handling. Ladies and gentlemen, you don't want to miss out on this incredible opportunity to get this book, We Walk by Faith, Not by Sight. I promise you will be inspired and you'll learn a ton. So please make sure you get your copy of these three works. We Walk by Faith, Not by Sight, Dorothy Spalding. Dorothy, there's a couple of things I want to make sure that we cover in this program today, and that is you've also contributed to another Defender book, Encounters.
Yeah,
and now the story that you share in that book goes back to actually before this expedition that we've been talking about. Do you want to share that today?
Yeah. Actually, the one was when I went out to Pensacola to minister to somebody. Of course, I had to take a bus because I had no money, and somebody sent me money to come out and minister to this person. This was late night. I was going to go home on the bus, and when I got in, I sat right in the very front seat, and this driver looked over and he says, you better keep me awake tonight because I'm really tired. They called me in, and I was reading my Bible, and I fell asleep, and I saw me in a wheelchair because of an accident. So I said, no, this will be no accident tonight. Nothing's going to hurt anybody in this bus tonight. Well, back to sleep. All of a sudden, the bus is going this way. It's down in the medium, right, driving in the medium, hitting trees. And I woke up and I said, no, in the name of Jesus. And I started yelling out, Jesus. That bus was picked up, put on the other side of the road. And nothing happened to any of us. And when the driver went out, he couldn't even find the first scratch. Wow. And he said, wow, am I glad you were here? I said, it wasn't me, it was Jesus.
Yep.
It's Jesus. The other angel story that we wrote for in your book, I had just painted my painting and I was taking it to New Orleans.
Right.
And on the way back, there's a bridge that's like 30 miles long. And the girl whose car I was using, she said, now if that light comes on, you get gas ASAP because you'll be out of gas. So I'm on this bridge, and all of a sudden that light goes off. And I know it's 30 miles long. And I said, Lord, you have got to carry me like you always have on this bridge. I cannot do this without you. So I said, do I get off here? He said, no. I went three exits. He said, don't get off. But on the third exit, he told me to get off, and I saw a bunch of trucks down there. So I went off, and I drove down by the trucks. Well, I walked across the highway, and I yelled, does anybody have any gas? Well, this big guy comes up, and he says, yeah, I do. He takes his knife out of his pocket, and he whacks off, you know, so they could make a funnel, so he could make a funnel. Okay. Out of a piece of cardboard, and he brought it over. Now, I had taken $5 and tucked it, and I was going to give him, because in those days, gas wasn't that much, so I was going to give him the $5 bill. At the end, I was witnessing Jesus the whole time he was there. We'd gone back across the medium to come to where my car was, and he pushed me, and I thought, why'd he push me? He said, there was a snake there. And so I thought, well, this is a good guy. That was nice. But I'm witnessing Jesus, just witnessing Jesus. You see, you get out of all kinds of trouble when you use the name Jesus. I don't care what it is. Use the name Jesus. I can tell you hundreds of stories of people who were in danger. They used the name of Jesus. They got out. I get in the car. Next thing I know, this hand's going up my dress. And I yell, I'm a preacher. You can't do that to me. In Jesus' name, you get out of here. And he says, well, lady, I'm going to have you. And I said, no, you're not, in Jesus' name. I kept using Jesus' name. And all of a sudden, he was picked up and stood frozen on the side of the road. And I heard the Holy Spirit say, get out of here now. So I went down, I turned around and got out, and he was still standing there frozen. Well, the $5 that I had given him was when I came out to the car the next morning, it was laying there on my seat.
Oh, my goodness.
The angels had taken that $5, showing me they were there all the time. So, you know, I have no fear about things like that because Jesus is there.
You don't hear stories like that very much anymore.
No, you don't.
You're not from people that you believe. Why do you think we don't see more of that activity day to day? What's wrong, Dorothy?
You're counting on your almighty dollar. You're counting on your own self to be able to take care of these things. But when you die to yourself, then God says, I can use you now.
Yes.
What I love is that while we've been filming these 2 weeks with Dorothy, Joe, you've been, and for very good reason, accurately saying that these people at the time were looking at you like you guys were just nuts. What's going through my mind every time I hear him say that is that the Bible says that and in proper context, the Bible says that the Lord will use what the world perceives as foolish to completely confound the wise. Mm-hmm. And you're just doing this over and over and over again, confounding the wise, confounding the wise. Your story is so convicting because it literally proves from every single angle you can walk by faith.
You can
do what the Lord tells you to do.
Yeah.
You know that voice.
We could never have raised up this station. We had no money, less than $100. Mm-hmm. But God did it. You know Marcus Lamb. I love Marcus Lamb before he passed. Mm-hmm. Marcus used to call me every month for 6 months. Are you ready to quit yet? Are you ready to give up? What? Quit and give up. And so he wanted us to come to be on Daystar, and we went down there one day, and he told us to take him home. So we took him home, and before he got out of the car, he said, I'll give you this, this, and this. Just come work for me. I said, Marcus, I love you, but if I ever worked for you, we would never get along.
Oh.
Because when you're out of the call of God,
okay.
Yes.
Too many people leave the call that God gave them to do because it looks good.
Yeah.
It looks wonderful.
Yeah.
But you've missed God.
Mm. Yep.
You have got to hear him, stay faithful. I want to read this just real quick.
Please, go ahead.
Lord Jesus, I trust you to do the impossible in my life. I am your servant, and I gladly receive the promises you give me. And I trust you to do whatever you say. And that's important that we do that.
Yeah.
Whatever he says, not what the best thing comes along. How many preachers quit because they got a better deal over here?
Yeah.
And then they don't last.
Talking about how she came from starting the station with less than $100, and they've recently acquired a new station.
Yeah, we were given.
Yeah.
I prayed for the Gainesville station. 36 years later, it was given to us.
Wow.
Yeah.
And you had no idea that you were praying for this thing that would eventually be gifted to you. That's amazing. Dorothy, with just like a minute on the clock, for people that want to learn more about you and your ministry, where would they go online?
Go to Watchman Broadcasting, Watchman with an E. We're on Roku. We're on everywhere. Also, you can go online at wbpi.org.
Can I ask you one more question?
Uh-huh.
What do you think God is saying to people today? Most people accept that he calls people into the ministry, but do you think he calls them out of their comfort zone, or will their destiny, would his calling look like a comfortable, predetermined, very pragmatic box, never stepping outside or never taking risks? Or
there's a song called Just Ordinary People. God uses just ordinary people. You don't have the big who's who. Mm-hmm. Let God use you and be prompted by the Holy Spirit. When he said, talk to this person about Jesus, let him see Jesus on your face. Let him see the joy of the Lord.
Yes.
And that's my thing. I think he's still calling people. He says, yes. Go into all the world.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And preach the gospel.
If you're watching this program, he is calling you.
Yes.
Spend some time with him and ask him to reveal to you what it is that he's placed on your heart and mm-hmm. what it is that he has for you, because you've been born with a purpose. If you're watching this program, if you're here in the live studio audience, I promise you that you have a calling. You are not here by mistake.
Absolutely.
It is by his ordination, and he has footsteps for you if you'll just be obedient. Dorothy, thank you for exemplifying what I just described.
Thank you.
One more time for Miss Dorothy Spaulding.
Woo! All about him.
Ladies and gentlemen, unfortunately, we're all out of time, but for everybody here in studio, everybody on panel, I'm Joe Horn. Keep your eyes on the prize, which is Jesus Christ. We'll be back.